It's just another example of cryptic speak by that front office.
And it's going to be like that the whole regime. And you know
Ray
what? The Leafs
today or what?
Nah, he's pushing back. If he's any more than a couple more minutes, then we're going to have to gas him because we've got Paul Maurice coming up at 5:30.
Ray's probably in the air. Probably. Well, he has moved into a new house, and I bet you that.
Where is he in the air to? We don't have a game coming up. Or is he doing sends?
He may be doing sends. I saw today he's doing some pre-Olympic tournament stuff, too, that I'm doing. I'm on a panel, and he's calling the game. So he's a busy man. Plus, he's moved into a new house, and I guarantee you that is a source of stress for that man. I guarantee you it.
100%. We've all been through it.
I'm building right now, but moving in, I can
building
imagine.
A house.
No, guy. Have you ever done it?
Moving. Marriage sucks to begin with, but when you want to spice it up with that stuff.
That's a nice comment. Marriage sucks to begin with. Just right in the festive spirit.
You like it?
Yeah, I do enjoy it.
Oh, yeah? You?
I'm all right. Yeah, Steph's good.
You were Beck married Bundy. For how long were you married?
8 years.
And you hated every second of it.
I will never say that about my family, obviously.
Okay, right. So then what, why did you just say that marriage sucks?
I just don't think marriage is just a weird thing, man. It's a really, really weird thing.
So you're against
like marriage
it
sucks, so it sucked for you? No, not for me, but other people.
I'll put it, Jerry's, that you get married in the next 5 years. 51%.
That I get married in 5 years?
Yep, in the next 5 years, you will be remarried.
How old are you now, 41?
41.
51%.
No, I give it a little, I don't know.
Why not get married at 50, and then you do the old marry a 25-year-old and ride off into the sunset.
Just coast in, eh?
Just
Robert Kraft.
In.
Or no, you're Larry King it out.
And then she takes all your money by 52, and you're then what do you do?
After the first dinner, it's like, there's your prenup. You don't get a cent.
It's all good. Ray would be snapped.
Ray's out.
I think we kind of have to get rid of him because... How long? Okay, now we get the hands. Like, what the hell are these?
This guy's a donkey.
Guys doing back here? All right, I guess we're going to talk to Ray.
Ray, we got one question for you, pal.
I got a couple.
Where are you? What are you doing, Ray?
I've got five people that I'm talking to right now. You guys are on the low end of the totem pole.
All right, well, why didn't we just gas it then?
Because I'm a professional.
Oh,
there
really?
There you go. I guessed, Ray. I'm going to tell you right now. I guess the reason why is you've moved into a new house. And you're dealing with your lawnmower being in your kitchen.
Almost that close. UPS truck standing outside. Guy needs a place to drop this delivery down. I'm like, I don't know, man. I go, can you put it in here? He's like, no, it'll sink. I'm like, because the driveway's not done. Now I've got a door open in the street that this guy just squeaked through. It is... I can't even describe to you the frickin' mayhem here right now.
But I'm sure you're very poised and not agitated one bit.
Oh, okay. Here's the thing. The delivery guy, super nice guy, slow talker.
Ooh, tough.
I don't have time for the slow talk. Move it along. Where do you want to move it? Drop it. Let's go. It wasn't happening.
Yeah, that's like an oxymoron. You can't have a slow-talking mover. Like, they have to be.
Especially when you're in a hurry.
Right, like, right.
Super nice guy. Got to give him full marks. Hell of a nice guy. However, wasn't in the vicinity of my brain space at this time. But we got her done, and I'm talking to you guys. What could be better?
Well, it's good to have you here. Brought to you by Valiant Financial.
Yeah.
Going to make sure we point that out.
Well, let's quickly then head back to the weekend. Saturday's game, Leafs-Canucks. What'd you make of it?
I was really impressed with Vancouver early, and like those long first game road trips, they go one of two ways, right? You get blasted out early because everybody's dead asleep, or you run out of gas. They ran out of gas, and when Toronto decided to take the slow road into the game, you know, Vancouver jumps on them. They have a really good first period, and then Toronto had more than enough control of the play to win the game back, like to get it equal, but they just couldn't score. It wasn't their day. But, you know, Babcock's right. It's like I don't know if there's anything that irks a coach more than when a team comes out and they're half asleep. And I could see why. Yeah, they won the two games. They didn't play particularly well in Edmonton, really good in Calgary, but they weren't really good early in Vancouver. Cost them the game. So I can see why he wasn't super pleased with that.
Yeah, and they've been on the flip side of a lot of those outcomes. Like, I thought they just steamrolled Vancouver the final 40 minutes. I didn't even think it was close. Yeah. They couldn't get a break, you know, and Markstrom played well, and they couldn't get a break. And how many times have the Leafs been on the opposite side of those games where they maybe come out hot, pot a couple, and hold on for dear life? So what goes around comes
around.
Just
think of how many times Freddie Anderson bailed them out in the month of November.
Right.
And so it happens the other way, and so you have to take your lumps when it happens that way. But the concern would be that they just weren't, you know, that in two of the three games, they had significant portions of it where they weren't sharp. You know, they had a terrific first in Edmonton, and then I thought Edmonton kind of outplayed them until, you know, midway through the third when the game flattened out. And then they start in Vancouver, and they're sluggish or slow or whatever you want to call it, and they give away two more points. And it's not happened very often to them, but there's, I don't know, coaches want more. I think, you know, you want more consistency. You want your team to be ready more often, but it's going to happen. It happens to everybody. It happens to everybody in different levels of time. Like some teams might do it for a week, some might do it for a month, and Toronto hasn't done it very much, but you can see where that would stick into Babcock's craw for sure.
There was a Canadian matchup yesterday, Ray. What's more surprising to you, the Jets, who are now, I believe, tops in the league, or the Sens, who are just getting clubbed?
You know what? Oh, I'm going to say the Jets is more of a surprise to me, that they're this good. I mean, they're dynamic. They can skate. They've got a good mix of size and skill. They're getting excellent goaltending. Like, I didn't know that was, or think that was going to all come together for them like this. For Ottawa, last year, almost every statistical category, they were between 12 and 18 or 19. Like, they were just an average team that somehow, through great goaltending and, you know, they had something special, a lot of magic and a brilliant Erik Karlsson. They get themselves into the playoffs, and then they go on this run that gets them to the Eastern Conference Finals. But there's holes on their team. They make this trade. Duchesne's got, I think he's got 1 point since the trade's been made, and Erik Karlsson's playing at about 70% effectiveness, and their goaltending's been no good. So yeah. I thought it was a bit of smoke and mirrors. Noodles, we do a lot of games. I don't know what you thought last year, but I thought it was a little bit of smoke and mirrors for them at times last year.
Well, we talk about it all the time, Ray. You can't have a career year every year. And sometimes teams where everything just seems to fall into place. You mentioned, I think the team is a lot the same from last year to this year. It's just Craig Anderson was brilliant, and Mike Connan was brilliant last year, where it bailed him out on nights where you're like, man, this team's getting outshot, this team's getting outchanced, but there's the goalie, and then Karlsson or somebody, Stone or somebody goes down and scores a big goal, and they escape that night. Anderson hasn't been very sharp this year. Sharp's the wrong word. He just hasn't been very consistent. Condon struggled, and now you can see that seeping into a real poor, like, this team's supposed to be good defensively. And you have to give Winnipeg full credit. I mean, they're a beast right now, but Ottawa's given up way too many chances. So it was kind of a perfect storm last year, and you're seeing this year it's not consistent at all.
So look, they lose Mark Mathot. You guys, you're not going to freaking believe what this UPS guy just did. He just ripped one of the wires out of the... I got to stop him now. Hang on. See you later, boys.
All right, later. I can't believe this guy. What just happened at his house? But he didn't finish the sentence. What do you think he just did?
I know exactly what happened. His driveway's not in. Ray's driveway is not completed, so I guarantee you with all the rain in that, it must just be a mud pit. So he's probably directed this guy around his driveway, and he probably has ripped, like, backed his truck into, like, a power line or something hanging down.
He should have left it on the phone.
I know. Why didn't he?
Because he's going to swear.
On.
You know that Ray would get. He gets wound up. He's very cordial with us, but you know how things go in Ray's world. I can't imagine.
I need pictures.
The slow talker is getting an earful right now.
Well, Ray on Overdrive was brought to you by Valiant Financial. For fast approvals and competitive payment options on heavy equipment from any dealer, visit valiantfinancial.ca.
Poor Ray.
They got their money's worth today.
It's a rough one.
With that segment by Ray.
Either way, Ray's
the best in the
business.
Well, we'll get more details tomorrow on exactly what's going on with this house.
Exactly.